This is a podcast from Rover.
Producer Mitch, Crusaders diehard fan. So diehard fan in the studio this morning, Mitch. It's been a terrible year for your team.
It's been tough.
You really did a fantastic speech for the boys.
Thank you, Crusaders team.
A few weeks ago.
It was great. I do appreciate that.
It was absolutely amazing.
Crusaders loved it.
They put it on there. Inspirational.
The players loved it. Mm-hmm. They were messaging.
I think it might have been a week later we got the win against the Chiefs as well. So I'm going to credit myself for that one.
Yeah, nice, man.
No, I think you're right. And then it's hit rock bottom. They lost to the Force, 37-15. We don't need to go over there. You got the Rebels as well. They'll be tough this weekend, or the Reds. Who cares? But what do you got for us now, Mitch?
Okay, shit the bed. It's not looking good, is it? At the start of the season, if you ask me the chances of the Crusaders sitting at the bottom of the table this far into the comp, I'd say there was more chance of Bryce walking in with a ponytail and wearing a penny this morning.
A rallying cry!
But let's let this be a moment of education. Let me take you back to April 26, 121 years after the death of the Lord Jesus Christ. Roman Emperor Marcus Aurelius sat on a rock within the walls of his Roman palace, watching Crusaders highlights on his phone.
He what?
And he thought to himself, shit, that Severus is back in form, eh? Where was he for the World Cup? But the moment was fleeting, and he watched the Crusaders eventually lose the game. He summoned his messenger over to pass on his sentiments to the wider Roman community that the game was, in fact, bullshit. But Marcus Aurelius was a Stoic philosopher, and his stoicism taught him otherwise. So he closed the Facebook comments section on his iPhone 12.
Good call.
And said, in every situation are opportunities to respond with the four virtues.
Mm-hmm. What
courage,
are they?
Yeah. Discipline. Yep. Yes. Justice. Yes. Wisdom.
Yes.
All words Chiefs fans can't spell. Now, if Marcus Aurelius was with us today, I think we can safely assume he'd be a Crusaders fan. And he'd be trying to unite the sub-union. So enough's enough, Nelson. Pack it in, Picton. Cut the crap, Kaikoura. Be a shower, Swannanoa.
What?
Where you at, Wymat? E? Man the fort, Westport. Stand and fighty, Punakaiki. Show some lust, cust. And the city slickers in Christchurch. You can do it, Papanui. Rattle your dags, Newlands. Cash where? Cash here. Wait, other way around. Cash where? Cash where? Hang on. I got a woody for Woolston, a half chub for Hoonhay, and I'm horny for Hornby. And for the Crusaders.
Yes, mate.
Yeah. So congrats on the Hurricanes on their Super Rugby title this year. Surely there's no way they could bottle it from here, right, guys?
The first team
to be all right after the Crusaders stop being good. I'll check in 2031 to see if you manage the seven-peat. And at the end of the day, there's only one team Scribe wrote a song about. Hit it, Rog. He's the Crusader. How good. Back in business. Let's let the team do their thing on the field. We as fans can just support, show up to the games, watch it on TV, and wait, because those wins are coming.
A rallying cry.
Wow. Yeah, Mitch.
Fans passionate. And supporters. Thanks, Mitch.
Passionate. Passionate. Let's Scribe from 21 years ago take it out.
I also had Lewis Pass stick it up your ass, but I didn't know where to fit it.
Not bad, mate.
Good passion, mate.
Thank you.
That's what it's all about. Passion.
They'll love it. So up the Rebels.